want to be happy today? The Bible says that a happy person finds wisdom and gets understanding. Elizabeth Elliot has spent decades helping women understand the wisdom of the Bible. Welcome to Gateway to Joy.
Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him and He will direct your paths. This is your friend, Elizabeth Elliot. Those are words from Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. And right off the bat, I want to answer a question that comes to me quite often. And Susan Kennedy from San Antonio, Texas says, I've asked this question before, and it hasn't been answered. Why does Elizabeth Elliot still use the name Elliot? Very simple reason. My first husband's name was Jim Elliot, and I began writing when Jim was killed. My first book, Through Gates of Splendor, was written under the name of Elizabeth Elliot, and I've written quite a few books since then, but I've also been married twice since then. My second husband also died, as Jim did, and it would be very complicated, you know, if I were to keep on changing my name as an author. So although I am most emphatically Mrs. Lars Gren, or Elizabeth Gren, in my private life, in my public life, I have retained the name Elizabeth Elliot. And my husband Lars is very gracious about that. He doesn't mind getting called Mr. Elliot, which happens every now and then, and he's not worried about his self-image. So I hope that explains the question. For this week and next week, I want to be talking to you about a life worthy of the Lord. Now, I know from the letters that I get that there are many of you who really, honestly, earnestly want to live a life worthy of the Lord. What does it mean? I want to read to you from Paul's epistle, Paul's letter to the Colossian Christians. This was from both Paul and Timothy to the holy and faithful brothers in Christ at Colossae. Grace and peace to you from God our Father. We always thank God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, when we pray for you, because we have heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love you have for all the saints, the faith and love that spring from the hope that is stored up for you in heaven, and that you already heard about in the word of truth, the gospel that has come to you. All over the world, this gospel is bearing fruit and growing, just as it has been doing among you since the day you heard it and understood God's grace in all its truth. You learned it from Epaphras, our dear fellow servant, who is a faithful minister of Christ on our behalf, and who also told us of your love in the Spirit. For this reason, since the day we heard about you, we have not stopped praying for you and asking God to fill you with the knowledge of His will through all spiritual wisdom and understanding. And we pray this in order that you may live a life worthy of the Lord and may please Him in every way. And there you see where I get the title for this week's talks, A Life Worthy of the Lord. That's Colossians 1, verse 10. May please Him in every way, bearing fruit in every good work, growing in the knowledge of God, being strengthened with all power according to His glorious might, so that you may have great endurance and patience, and joyfully giving thanks to the Father who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of the saints in the kingdom of light. For He has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son He loves, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. I was interested to see from verse 5 that faith and love spring from hope. Have you understood what God's grace is? The Colossian Christians, Paul says, have understood God's grace in all its truth. Well, I had a letter that indicated that this listener really doesn't understand God's grace. She's had all sorts of problems, which I won't recount for you today. Her husband has done this and that and the other thing, and he's actually had to go to prison. She says, I had a special relationship with God. He was my strength. But after God allowed my husband to go to prison, I slowly felt I lost God. I didn't believe that God would allow this kind of thing to happen in his children's lives. This lady hasn't really read her Bible very carefully, has she? There are a number of cases where God allowed one of his beloved servants, one of his faithful servants, to go to prison. If he would allow a faithful servant to go to prison, surely he would allow a man who justly deserves to go to prison, even if his wife is a Christian. No matter what happens to us, let's never imagine that God doesn't love us or that God was not in control. She's misunderstood the whole doctrine of grace. She says, is this the kind of father I serve? Is he saying, you do this, or you will not be accepted by me? If that's not how he is, then why does he ask these things of me, she says. Did I deserve these things that have happened? This does not equal love, she says. True love is unconditional. To me, true love says, I'll love you because I love you, and I'll let you live with me in heaven, no strings attached. I want to remind you that it is true that God loves us. God is love. But I must always remind you that his love was demonstrated on the cross. That is the proof of God's love. And God means for you and me to come to that cross, to receive forgiveness through the blood that was shed on that cross. Let's never think of the love of God without also remembering the cross. That was where his love was most wonderfully demonstrated. Now, on what ground do you and I stand? I give you the old gospel hymn, my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. God does not forgive us simply because he loves us. I think I better say that again. God does not forgive us simply because he loves us. What is the basis of our redemption? How may we be saved from our sins and ourselves? Verse 4 in this section that I read, we have heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love you have for all the saints, the faith and love that spring from the hope that is stored up for you in heaven, and that you have already heard about in the word of truth, the gospel that has come to you. The gospel is Christ has died, Christ has risen, Christ will come again. All through the New Testament, we learn that we are saved by grace. Jesus Christ paid the price. He said as he hung on the cross, it is finished. That was the last word on redemption. Another old hymn says, Jesus paid it all. Anything that belittles or obscures this total act of undeserved grace is a sentimental view of the love of God. And it's false. It is false. He loved us far too much to overlook our sin. Our sins had to be remitted, which means sent away, wiped out first. And only Jesus Christ can do that. Only the blood of the Lamb slain on the cross of Calvary. And when you and I align ourselves with the Lord and accept his will in our lives, take our stand on his side, there are many ways, of course, of putting this, but it must be a conscious decision followed by a life of obedience. Then we can consider that the promises of God are meant for us. It means a transformed life. If only I could make that just crystal clear, just unmistakably clear. When Jesus Christ comes into your life, there will be changes. There will be some major changes that will be discernible first to you and visible very soon to other people. A transformed life has God in every part. It has Christ as Lord over every nook and cranny. A daily walk in His peace and joy. What is a life worthy of the Lord? Paul says in verse 10, it means that we are to bear fruit in every good work, growing in the knowledge of God. This is the way you can test whether you're living a life worthy of the Lord. Are you bearing fruit in good works? Are you growing in the knowledge of God? It's always my prayer that this little program will just be one of the ways in which God can help you to grow in His knowledge, being strengthened with all power according to His glorious might. I know I'm weak. Are you? We need to be strengthened with His power according to His glorious might, so that you may have great endurance and patience and joyfully giving thanks to the Father.
You've been listening to Gateway to Joy with Elizabeth Elliott, author of over 20 books, including Shadow of the Almighty, The Life and Testament of Jim Elliott. Join us next time for more encouragement and challenge from Elizabeth Elliott. This has been a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network.